Welcome to another Signal podcast. We recently spoke with biology professor Dr. Tim Knight about the new biodiesel program he's been working on. The process would take leftover cooking oil from the cafeteria and Chick-fil-A and convert it into fuel, which could be used to power everything from maintenance vehicles to golf carts.
The first two things I'm going to do is I've got to get with our physical plant director, John Harden, and we don't want to create more problems by doing this. So we've got to talk about what equipment they would use this in as far as diesel tractors and things like that. And then the second step, which I've already started on, there are a couple of different places in the state that are using the equipment I've looked at, and I'm going to go visit those places and see how they're doing it, see what they're doing, what problems they've had, and so on and so forth. The third thing we'll do is I've got to get with our folks at the cafeteria and at Chick-fil-A, and two primary things: how much oil do they generate a week or a month? Do they get new oil and get rid of the old oil? And then the source of the oil is really important. In other words, what is the oil made from? Is it vegetable oil, or is it, you know, specifically, is it peanut oil or something like that? The source of the oil determines some of the qualities of it once it's converted to biodiesel. The number one quality we're going to be concerned about is referred to as gelling. In cold weather, certain types of oil will get more viscous and even can become a semi-solid. And if that happens in your fuel line, you've got problems. The reason I'm interested in it is I can put some students on this and we can do lots of different experiments. I had a student do some small volumes in the lab. She was getting about, say, from a liter of waste oil, she was getting about an 80% return, 800 milliliters of biodiesel. There's three types of diesel. There's what you can buy at the station down here to put in your car. Then there's a little bit lesser quality diesel that can be used in tractors and things like that. And then there's one called off-road diesel that's even lesser quality than that. Well, there are ways to measure that quality, and you can do the same thing with the biodiesel. So lots of little things like that we can work on. When you make biodiesel out of used vegetable oil, if you spill it, it's biodegradable. It's not a big deal, okay? If you spill diesel, that's pretty nasty. You know, there's some positives other than just recycling. Yeah, the rest of it now is going to be, when they cook with oil, it's contaminated. So parts of French fries, there's water in it, you got to get the water out. Anything that gets burnt contaminates it. And then there's the fatty portion in the oil, and really what you're doing when you make biodiesel is you're pulling that out, and that becomes glycerin, which is in soap. But glycerin is biodegradable. In fact, a lot of people compost. When they're getting rid of leaves and stuff that they've raked up on campus, they mix the glycerin with it, and it's fine. I expect we can have something going by the end of the summer. It's going to look good for public relations. We're not going to save a ton of money, but we will be recycling some. So as a stewardship effort, it's good.